This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Well, you know, Brent Johnson is a Christian patriot. He's written several books, and he will help people come out of the system. He's for years and years, he would be on the radio program exposing the very same things we expose. I mean, Brent was right down the line with us. And so anyhow, he was on the Sergeant Report. Now, he kind of starts out a little slow, but as he goes, we're going to do five-minute segments here for tonight. So go ahead and take it away.
Guys, April 15th, a day that will live in infamy for so many reasons, not the least of which is your government is stealing from you and giving to those who don't pay, or countries that don't pay taxes. And I got to tell you, Edward Snowden sounds the alarm today. He says this is the most important thread this year. What's he talking about? Well, the NSA is just days away from taking over the internet. And it's not on the front page of any Mockingbird mainstream media newspaper because no one seems to have noticed, and those who have noticed are trying to bury the truth. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist in NSA surveillance as long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, servers, cell towers, etc. Friends, the tyranny that's enveloping our nation, I just can't overstate how late the hour is and how much we need divine intervention and action from patriots to save us from the brink of total totalitarian destruction. I'm very glad to welcome back to the show Brent Johnson. You know the website. I'll link it below. Brent, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back, Sean. And I just heard that for the first time from you, and that's very disturbing.
Very disturbing indeed in this absolute dystopic nightmare in which we now find ourselves. By the way, this is Brent's website, guys, freedomradio.us. Video, over 20,000 dead voters tried to register to vote. They just want to continue to steal elections to bring us to the brink of absolute despair. I want to read a few paragraphs from Brent's recent article called The Presumption of Innocence. It's right here. Let me read this for you guys. The world has literally become an insane asylum where basic values have been turned upside down, wrong has become right, and lies are treated as truth. In today's world, almost all governments are acting like dictators, viewing their citizens as subjects who must obey the despotic edicts of frequently unelected individuals who seek to rule the world, or at least their small portion of it. Think Klaus Schwab, think Bill Gates. Whatever the power-hungry tyrants want is declared to be the truth, even though it is a lie. The world exists in a constant state of emergency in which the people are told they must sacrifice their freedoms to accommodate the emergency state of affairs that exists. The world is ruled by emergency powers and authoritarian dictates, which are enforced by unlawful mandates imposed on ordinary people by frequently unelected individuals. I could go on and on, but I have the author right here. Brent, we are between a rock and a hard place, man.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, people have forgotten, or all but forgotten, that our system, and I mean the United States of America, our system, our constitutional republic, was founded on the judicial principle that everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And that's underlying everything that America is supposed to be. And we've all but forgotten it. Today, you get somebody puts a post up, okay, on some social media website claiming that somebody is doing something very bad. Doesn't matter who the somebody is. Doesn't matter what the bad thing is. But suddenly you get armies of people getting on board and saying, yeah, this guy should be, you know, drawn and quartered. Yeah, he's guilty. He's guilty. Do you, do you, Do you remember, and I don't know how you personally feel about it, but do you remember the O.J. Simpson trial? Now, this is what, 40 years ago, longer, 40 years ago, something like that. And in the O.J. Simpson trial, just about everybody had a clear opinion on it. You know, he's guilty. He's not guilty. I know he's guilty. I know he's not guilty. When the truth is, you don't know anything. All you do is get the information that comes from the mainstream media. You get the information that comes from the government press releases. And how do you know it's true? But the assumption was that he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty. Well, that's gotten 10 times worse.
All righty, we're back. And I want to just say this very quickly. We'll pick up on this later. But, Joe, over 600,000 illegal immigrants right now are being tracked. And all of these by the DHS have criminal records. All of them have a hardcore. Now, we're talking about rapists and murderers. And that's just the ones they know about. Okay.
Right. Now, if you think they're able to track 600,000 people in this country that don't have tracking devices on them, I've got some prime garden spots down somewhere in the Everglades, you know. They know they're out there, but they don't know where they are. They're not tracking them. They maybe think they are, but there's no way they can track 600,000 people, especially when they're, you know, running around in this undocumented world, you know.
Well, Joe, you know, he has. Now, this is the ones we know about. This is put out by even the Obama regime, or not the Obama, Joe Obama.
Yeah.
7.2 million illegal immigrants since Obama, since Joe Biden Obama has been in office. And his regime, 7.2, those are the ones we know about. Let's go back to, but we're going to give the number out real quick. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let's go back to Brent Johnson. He starts out a little slow, but then he takes us right to where, Joe, what we've been trying to tell people. Go ahead and take it back to Brent.
Since OJ's case, and today it happens all the time that people are assumed to be guilty. And what that says to me is that we have all but forgotten that our entire system of government is based on the principle that everyone is innocent.
Until proven guilty. No, you're 100% right. Now, here's the thing about OJ. I did live through that, and we watched that live, the whole Bronco chase. I remember it like it was yesterday. And, you know, my presumption was that he probably did kill those people. And evidently, the word is he made his offspring, his kids, sign an NDA while he was on his deathbed. One wonders if maybe he didn't confess. But that over AJ, Alex Jones, right? Railroaded into a kangaroo court where the judge literally told the jury, you're not here to find this man innocent or guilty. He's guilty. Your job is to figure how much money he should pay. Meanwhile, we have this CIA guy being caught on tape going out for a date with another man who he wanted to evidently have sex with, saying that, yes, oh yeah, we came after. That was the CIA that seeded that. The CIA wanted to cut Alex Jones' legs off, just like they're doing to Donald J. Trump, where today, as we're having this conversation, his Stormy Daniels trial begins. And now they're telling us it's not about a hush money sex cover-up. It's about election interference, Brent, if you believe that. So Trump, guilty until proven innocent. AJ, guilty until proven innocent.
And William Blackstone, who is one of the judicial founders of the United States of America, William Blackstone said back in 1760, I would rather have 10 guilty people go free than one innocent incarcerated. And then Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin both expanded on that to the effect of I'd rather have 100 guilty men go free than one innocent incarcerated. In other words, the whole premise was that independence, freedom, personal liberty is so important that you never, ever, ever convict an innocent person of something because he or she is innocent. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's more convenient. It doesn't matter if it represents notches on a prosecutor's belt. You don't do it, period. We've completely abandoned that. And today, it's just about who can we go against. It's the modern day version of lynch mobs. Yeah, remember way back when there were lynch mobs, literally lynch mobs, people were being hanged simply because their skin was black. You know, and it's a horrible set of circumstances, which is why I was moved to write that article about the presumption of innocence. That's my way of attempting to inject into the ether the concept that we need to go back to sanity.
All righty, we're back, folks. Again, the phones are ringing.
We should have gone back to sanity a long time ago. You and I were trying to tell people years and years and years ago that this stuff was happening, starting, and it's just been building and building and building.
Yeah.
Now it's like people are finally waking up that, we're past the 11th hour and they're starting to come alive a little bit.
I know. And the very, very sad part was, Joe, some of those people who led the opposition saying, you have to go along with it. We're supposed to obey the government. That's what the Bible teaches, even if it's totally treasonous, which is not what God's word in the Bible. It's just the opposite. And it was coming from the pulpit. Coming now, I happen to know some of those very same prissy preachers then that were preaching that, telling their people not to get involved with politics. Some of the mega churches around have a pastors that are telling them, don't get involved, stay out of politics, and don't. The Bible says we're to be salt and light. We're to be to lead this, and so now some of those very same ones, now they're in a panic. And they're saying, you know what, we're in trouble. We're going to have to do something. And we all those years, 50 years, we were telling people, let's go back to Brent. He's starting to warm up now.
Saying real quick, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I mean, some of those old sayings are so true. They've been true for years, and they still are.
All right, let's see if we can get some people to call in. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're waiting for you to call. We got to hear from you. You won't be hearing from us, and I'm losing my voice, so call right away. Go ahead, take us back.
We need to go back to a system where we are seeking genuine justice, not the convenient way of doing things, not advertising selling points. You know, we have to go back to what's true and what's right and what's just. And it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with the audience here. And we're the ones who have to take it and start watering those seeds and nurturing those seeds to get it back into our system, which is one of the ways our system had become such a great country. Today it is not.
Do you think that the best way to do that is to opt out of the system, is to remove yourself from their jurisdiction? And we'll talk about taxes in just one second, because the IRS is evidently up to all forms of criminality using AI. Again, we'll play that clip in just one second. But when you have courts like the ones in New York and the ones in California literally turning into banana republic kangaroo courts, the system has been hijacked. So how in the world do we do what you just said when the whole system is now basically running like communist China, or not the whole system, but some portions of the system, like these courts I just described?
There is Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine is my favorite founding father. I love Thomas Jefferson, but Thomas Paine really, really goes to my heart. And he wrote a brilliant essay in the 18th century called Common Sense. If you've never seen it, you can get it. It's worth reading. At the time, everybody read it. And in Common Sense, he described government at its very best as a necessary evil. Now, most people take that writing, take that quote to mean that government is necessary. But I take that to mean, and I never forget this, that government is fundamentally evil. This is important because if you understand that government is necessarily evil, then you do not take actions to support the government. You don't get in bed with the devil. You don't go out there and take from the evil government. And a perfect example of that is how many people are on some kind of welfare today. It's all promoted. You can get this drug and that drug and the other pharmaceutical, and it won't cost you anything because Medicare is going to pay for it. Everything is about money. Everything is about enticing you to do things based on it being cheap, it not being costly to you. And of course, people come out, well, I'm very, very ill and I can't afford a doctor or something, you know, so what else am I going to do? And that rationale is what is used to help promote the evil that is government. So the answer to your question is truly, if you are going to do what is just and righteous, you stop using the government for anything. You stop paying the government. You stop taking from the government. You know, the government was not created to feed you when you're hungry. The government was not created to help make you healthy when you're sick. It's not the purpose of government. Government will tell you that its main purpose is to keep people safe. That's not true. Read the Declaration. All the foundation of the entire foundation of the United States of America is in the Declaration, not the Constitution. And right after, the sacred words of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the very next words are to secure these rights. Governments are instituted. In other words, the only purpose of government, the only purpose is to protect the free exercise of your God-given rights and nothing else. It is not for the government to feed you. It is not for the government to educate you. It is not for the government to give you something because the government doesn't have anything. And anything that you are given by the government is taken from other people who may not be as well off as you. And that means that it is fundamentally immoral for you to take government benefits. And the argument, well, I paid into it, I'm entitled to something back. You're still dealing with a fundamental evil. And when you support an evil, you become complicit to the evil that evil does.
All right. You know, I've noticed, Joe, that it seems like people are replacing God with government in so many instances there.
Yes, government has become the new God. And you and I for years have been, you know, teaching, hey, the whole Bill of Rights wasn't expanding your rights. It was saying the limits on the federal government. The Founding Fathers gave the federal government about 20 things that it was supposed to do, and it reserved everything else to the states, and what it didn't give to the states was to the people. So what they have to remember, the whole idea was about we were to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, sustain ourselves, according to the Ten Commandments of God. This is what a citizen was supposed to do, govern yourself, control yourself, sustain yourself, and the federal government was to handle those 20 functions given it, and everything else was to go to your local state government where you had far more control of than you did in some little place called D.C. far, far away where half the people couldn't find it on the map.
You know, what they've done, again, the government has gotten so big. I mean,
oh, it's huge, yeah.
It's way, way, it's like a beast that it's got an insatiable appetite. It can never get enough. It just wants more and more of what belongs to the people.
And Biden keeps talking about all the jobs created. Do you know that about other than just some of the jobs that were, you know, that had gone away during COVID that came back, about 80% of the jobs created were all what? In the federal government.
Yeah.
It wasn't the federal government's job to create jobs for people all over the... This, it's the biggest employer that's been hiring since COVID. And it's totally wrong. It was supposed to be very small, very compact, and had certain functions to attend to. And it is just... It's like a growing need for power. The power, the more power it has, the more it wants, the more it needs. You know, it's a cycle. It's a, almost like an addiction. And the only way to stop an addiction is to quit feeding the addiction, right?
Absolutely. Starve the beast. And, you know, President Reagan used to say, you know, the scariest words in the world are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Help you.
Yeah.
Help you. Right. And that's not their job to help us.
No.
The federal government.
Mary Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Mary Grace. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Brett is just now getting warmed up. We're going to get one more short five-minute segment, and then...
Okay.
All right, let's go back to him for one more five-minute segment.
So the answer to your question is the proper thing to do is stop using the government for purposes for which it was not created. You know, that's the real answer to it. And most people won't do that.
Most people
won't buy into that. No.
Most people aren't going to listen to this show. Most people are sheeple people. Give me liberty or give me death. How far we have come from those words, guys. Most people don't even recognize what liberty is anymore, as this country has us $34, $35 trillion in debt, and it's just never going to end. By the way, over at the Phaser today, 5G is messing with the birds, and the birds know. Check that one out. You can also go and check out everything from Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times, Sarah Westall, QAnon, Zero Hedge, Lou Rockwell, The Hagman Report. You guys get it. This is a great one-stop shop. But here's where we're going to switch over to the IRS, using artificial intelligence to spy on and access your bank account without a search warrant. Friends, we've jumped the shark. How much more of this despotic dystopia do you want? How much will you allow? Listen.
Is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist. And what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies in the way that you're suspecting the IRS is. How do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November, because this administration has been absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized the government against us. So one of the things we have to do is we have to have a new administration come this November.
All right, Brent, I'm coming back to you. Whether or not you agree with her about a new administration fixing Jack Diddley, obviously, the one we have right now is completely treasonous in my view, and her words might be the title of this video, absolutely lawless.
Well, and the truth is that the administration, or rather the regime, you'll notice, by the way, propaganda 101, any stories that talk about governments allied with the United States have governments that are referred to as administrations. Any stories that talk about governments that are not allied with the United States have their governments referred to as regimes. Check it out. You'll find out. It's always true. Except on my website. I call them all regimes. And the political regime, with all due respect to President Donald J. Trump, who is still president, with all due respect to him, that's not the solution. The solution is to punish people who violate the law in government, or punish people in government who violate the law. The Constitution, by the way, there are no constitutional rights. The Constitution is a restriction on government. You don't get your rights from government. Endowed by your creator, you were not created by the Constitution. The government was. So the Constitution, there are constitutional guarantees, constitutional protections, but not constitutional rights. And when the government, anyone in government, elected or appointed, violates the prohibitions in the Constitution, that person is breaking the law. And the government is staffed with criminals who seek to violate the Constitution. What we have to do is we have to develop and impose justice on those people, punishment for what they have done.
All righty, we are back. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. We have to do it, Joe. Right now, you know, the founding fathers, when they were under the tyranny of Britain, they didn't let it get near this far. I mean, just think of how far this thing has gone with the usurping of our rights and our freedoms in this country. And so people, you know, we are required, we are under a charge by Almighty God to resist tyranny unto blood or to death.
Yeah. And I wonder how many people right now, you know, the Bill of Rights. And I'm just looking at them again. You know, every one of them is saying this is something the government cannot do. It's not your rights. It's really a barring the government from the first one from imposing on your rights to free speech. You know, that First Amendment provides protections. The government cannot, you know, censor your free speech. It cannot stop you from assembling to protest. Now, it doesn't say you can burn buildings and, you know, do bad things, but you can't stop you from coming together to protest and, you know, do things. The Second Amendment, the government cannot keep you, protects you, you know, your right to keep and bear arms, saying the government cannot infringe on your right to have a gun, a firearm. You look at all of these. The Third Amendment prevents government from what? Forcing you to allow certain things, soldiers into your homes and allow things to happen like they want to. Some of these liberal states want you to put up the illegal immigrants in your home. Well, Third Amendment said the government cannot force you to do things like that against your will. You know, every one of these bars government from taking away your freedoms. And what we've done is we've given government, we've let them take over our freedoms one by one, little by little by little by little, until now we have very few of these rights left that the government hasn't severely encroached on. And part of it is, back to that, my people suffer from lack of knowledge. We didn't understand our Bibles. We didn't understand our government. We didn't understand our Constitution. We didn't understand the Declaration of Independence. And now the nation's paying a price for its ignorance. Wouldn't you say that's a pretty clear summary?
Well, I think the Bible literally spelled it out. It says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And because you have forgotten me and forgotten my laws, I will forget you and your children.
Right. And that's what's... look what's happening to our children. We have children killing children. We have children attacking teachers. We have these gangs of young people robbing, raping, beating, and you go back like the Eighth Amendment.
Absolutely.
Excessive, what? bail and fines, cruel and unusual punishment. What are they doing to Donald Trump?
What are they doing to all the J6ers? What are they doing to the pro-lifers?
Jail without bail, without...
Right.
It's been over two...
Well, he was found guilty and then charged, okay?
Yeah.
So now they're trying to, literally trying to put him in... This is pure tyranny. You've got judicial whores.
Yeah.
There he is, and he's, you know, you've got a father-daughter judicial whore system there, and that are, and you've got Bragg. These people, they need, this is treason. There is high treason. We'll be back after this.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
Big
Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion in heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big Baptist John. Alrighty, folks, the highly, highly treasonous Secretary Mayorkas reveals no measure in place to block illegal immigrants from unlawfully registering and voting. See, what he says, Joe, is, well, that's not our problem. And my job was to bring in as many illegals, and I'm not, you know, my job is not to try to block them from voting. If they want to vote, you know, let them vote. I guess I know how they'll vote, right?
Right. He knows how they want them to vote.
Yeah.
But again, just back to the corruption and here's a story out of California. It just amazed me when I first heard it. One of the congressmen there tried to make it a felony for prostitution, 16, 17-year-olds being sold for sex. And the California Democrats decided yesterday that purchasing a 16-year-old for sex is not a felony. It should be a felony. And these Senator Sharon Grove from Bakersfield, Democrats in the State Public Safety Committee forced amendments that the author objected to, this Shannon Grove, and the amendments denied her efforts to protect 16 and 17-year-old children from being purchased as part of commercial sex trafficking. And there's a long story, a big battle going on, but what they came up with was, well, in California, we decided that a 16-year-old is of age, yeah, and if it's the age of consent, if a 16-year-old can consent to sex, well, then it shouldn't be a felony to solicit sex from a 16-year-old, even if she's being trafficked. But it's interesting because, you know, all of the stuff that a 16-year-old cannot do, and I was thinking about it, you have to be 18 to buy a lottery ticket. You have to be 21 to purchase a cigarette because it's dangerous to your health. But you can sell your body at 16, and that's old enough. this world is going crazy out there, and what they're trying to do is just make everything that's a sin legal and then go after everybody that wants to be righteous and godly and make what they're doing illegal.
I mean, again, you know, we've come to this point in America because you've allowed it, and over and over, there have been those that are speaking out, trying to warn. You know, just like in the days of Noah, he preached 120 years,
warning the people
and trying to warn the people. And I know we've been doing it for 50 years, and others is, and they've just been. It's like, well, now. Things are moving very, very quickly, and you know, again, we have Obama, the treasonous Obama. First of all, Brent was right. Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of this United States. I don't recognize Obama as a president. I recognize him as a highly treasonous
imposter,
right?
Cheater, yeah, it's, you know.
And so here, folks, right now, there's no more time. You either stand up with everything you have and you say, well, what if we get into a real war? You know what? It's heading that way. And the only thing that can prevent that is repentance. And repentance is action. It's standing up and it's taking your country back. If you refuse to do that.
No, we're not going to put up with this communist revolution. No, we're not going to send our children to government schools where they're teaching all kinds of things that we don't want them to know, showing them pictures that they shouldn't be seeing, teaching them about, you know, they can have their, mutilate their little bodies at 8, 10, 12 years old. You know, we have to start doing something. If it means, you know, doing something painful, it's time we took the pain. Pull your kids out of the schools. I mean, that's one of the things everybody can do. Grandparents can help teach, homeschool. Everybody, it's time to pull together and do something, because if we don't, I think if we lose this election, the United States of America is no more.
The I know that.
That we knew and grew up in will not be the same ever again.
You know, and here already in, you know, Kangaroo Court, Jesse Waters reveals the first seven New York jurors in Trump's rigged criminal case. It is rigged. It's as criminal that Juan Merkin and his daughters, again, these are put judicial horse. They have sold. They've committed treason, high treason.
Yeah.
They're referring
they should
to
have been all recused. I mean, his daughter is making millions of dollars off of this trial, raising funds for Democrats right there. I mean, conflict of interest. He should have been recused. But, oh, no, Democrats don't recuse themselves. Only Republicans do.
In other words, there's corruption to them. They have no decency. They have no honor. They have no integrity. It's just unbelievable that we've come to this in America today. And so, but anyhow, God's on the throne. He's still in charge. And, you know, we have our marching orders. We are to run to this battle. And so, and Lord help me get well so I can run to the battle. You know, what you just said about the public schools, you have one really good Christian school. Well, there's more than one good Christian school, but one that I know of is Agape Christian Academy. I know because I know the folks that started that, Russ and Sue Gifford, and it went from about six people when we first started to several hundred students now, and they're having a banquet dinner. It's an evening with Dane Ortlund, the author of Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ, Sinners and Sufferers, and that's going to be held on the 26th, April 26th, Friday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Parkside Church at 7100 Pettibone Road in Bainbridge. Tickets are $45 and includes a banquet dinner. The phone number, the phone number is 440-834-8022. Now, 440-834-8022. There'll be a lot of people from Doers of the Word Baptist Church there because we are really highly supporting Christian schools, and especially Agape. And I will be there, Lord's willing, always say that, meeting and greeting people. So come on out. Again, that address is 7100 Pettibone Road in Bainbridge, and that's at the Parkside Church, and that's April 26th. It's a week from Friday from 6 to 9:30 p.m. All right, there you go. Now, we have approximately, Joe, around 18 minutes left into where they can call in tonight to the program, approximately 18 minutes. So we need to hear from you folks again right away. The phone number, the phones haven't been ringing, Joe. They haven't been ringing.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned any of the donations for a while, have you?
No, it's we haven't, and that's because they're not calling. Maybe they don't care for us. Okay, that's you folks out there, poor old sick Pastor Ernie. I might just go home and die. Okay.
Well, it's just real simple. If we don't hear from you, there's going to be stations we will not be able to stay on, and the station that you're listening to us tonight
may well be one of them, huh?
We have to be able to pay the bills, and if we can't pay the bills at the station, we have to give the slot to somebody else.
We only have about 9 hours a month where we could go on for Pledge Week. 9 hours a month, we got to raise enough money for the entire rest of the month in those 9 hours, and that's because we don't want to continue having Pledge Week. You know, we don't really like asking for money at all, do we?
No, it's not something we like to do. We'd rather just be busy preaching the gospel, teaching something about the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, you know, the warning about something happening in government. But we have to be able to pay the bills at the stations we're on.
And we know that the opposition now, the only media that we have that the conservatives have, and that's AM talk radio.
Yeah,
that's
the only one that we are strong in. Everything else we're behind in.
Yeah, well, they're coming after. They want to come after that. They want to completely silence the Christian voice altogether.
Well, that's why the last story we did last week of George Soros buying up over 400 radio stations across the country and different venues, and other people on the left are trying to get into the media.
This is one of the reasons
that's the strong point, so they've got to shut us down.
We've got to get Trump back in the White House, folks, because the treason, the high treason, these people, and by the way, you know, the Supreme Court's going to be hearing a case, and they're going to be hearing that January 6th case. And there's some lawsuits already being filed. The Branson, you remember the Branson case? That's still there.
Yeah.
And that would literally put the entire Democratic Communist Party Congress in jail.
There's two, actually. January 6th, they had, what was it, this week, they heard opening arguments on the on some of the January 6th, on two of the charges. So they'll be ruling early this summer on what they started with the listening to the motions. I think it was, what, Monday? Yeah, Monday I listened to them.
All right. How much time do I have, Style? Pardon? All righty. Okay, folks, I'm going to give you those numbers again. 888-281-1110. Remember what I said yesterday. If you didn't call, I was going to ask Joe not to eat until you called. I didn't want to do that. I have.
Oh, no. Here we go.
There you go. So 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. And so the guys in the back room, they're sitting there just looking at each other. They'd rather be...
I want to read from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. God isn't saying you're going to become rich and wealthy, but he's saying... that wherever you are, that when you give, he will make sure that you can continue to keep giving. You know, if a poor somebody that has a small income gives $10, $20, he'll make sure that you won't suffer, that you'll be able to continue doing that. And the rich person that can donate $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, if he donates, God will make sure he's able to keep, you know, giving. And he's never saying you're going to be rich and famous, but it will not harm if you're doing something that glorifies him. He will assist you.
All right,
Joe. I got that right, don't I?
Yeah, you got it right. When they're not calling, do you think that means that they don't like us anymore?
Or maybe they shut down one of the stations we're on and we're not nobody's hearing.
Well, maybe they like us, but they don't like Lisa.
Now we're going to go after Lisa.
We're not going to, yeah.
I do want to remind the listeners out there that God says that if you support a ministry that is doing anything that glorifies him, you get to share in the blessing. So if you do donate to this ministry, we've got a trucking ministry, people working in hospice, the prison ministry, Right to Life, all the different things that people involved in the ministry have done or are in the process of doing. Anything that glorifies God, when you donate and support this ministry, God says you get to share in the blessing. So it's one way you can lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven by supporting the work that we're doing.
All righty, very good. Don't forget the pro-life ministry. Joe, we got about, you got 5 minutes. Yeah, we've saved over in this ministry, folks, you people. Since we've been on the radio, over 24,000 babies have been saved from abortion directly because of this radio ministry. And think about that. I know you say, well, that's a lot, but that's been over 50 years. They kill way more than that 1 year. Yeah, well, listen, if it would just been one, it would have been worth it. But
yeah,
but we need your
What's
help
the
to
value
do it.
Of a human life, that's an awful lot of human lives.
You got 4 minutes, Joe. Tell them how to get to heaven.
I will. One of the hymns that we sing often, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin in the grave, weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them that Jesus, the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide, back to the narrow way, patiently win them, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. I just did a couple of the verses, the first and fourth, but one of the biggest things that we're called to do is rescue those who are perishing. And the trouble is, many times they don't realize they're perishing. They're on their way to hell. They've made choices. God doesn't send anybody to hell. You make choices that determine where you spend eternity, whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. The one choice that the right choice you can make is by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, becoming a new man. Scripture tells us, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You have a new birth, a new spiritual baptism. You become this new person when you are in Christ. Well, how do you get in Christ? You become a born-again believer. You see, it's a spiritual thing. Romans 8, 9 through 10. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You call upon God the Father and with a true repentant heart, confess that your sins put his son on that cross. You know, God, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I'm sorry for my sins that put your son on that cross. He had to go and die, take my place, pay the price for my sins. And if you do that with a repentant heart, call upon God, you will be forgiven. And then you can call upon Jesus Christ. And you can ask Jesus to become Lord of your life, all of your life, that you give yourself completely, without hesitation, without reservation. And then the wonderful thing happens. He will send you the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm in the Father in me, and I am in you. What? Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. And then it says, you know, he will give us a new heart. We will become a new creature, a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom. And we will, it will be by the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, sinners, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You become your own high priest. Your body becomes the temple of the living God. He dwells in you, guides and directs you. You will find joy, peace, and happiness that you've never known. And you are on that highway to heaven, growing in knowledge and love of our Lord and Savior. And your salvation is assured.
1 minute, Joe.
I'm sorry?
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Okay, I misunderstood you. I was thinking out loud. This process is something only you can do. We can tell you what you should do. The decision is up to you. The decision to do that repenting, which means you do an about-face. You turn from a life of sin, turn toward Christ, and live by his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, and believe in him. And I know a lot of born-again believers who are so happy, so glad that they did. They just can't wait to go and tell people about their salvation, their happiness, the peace they found. We can witness to you and tell you, but you have to learn to know Jesus Christ yourself.
That's
I don't
true.
Believe
Absolutely.
I have a religion. I have a personal relationship.
That's
with
what
God.
You have to have, a personal relationship. And folks, we'll be here until to midnight, about seven more minutes. So we're at that point where we come to every night where we say good and night. Say good night. We say God bless.
God bless.
And then we say always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.